Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello. Kennedy, are you there?
Hi, hello.
Producer Dan?
Yo.
Well, I don't know why I didn't say any first. I just know,
how dare you.
Threw it off. Well, I'm just a creature of habit.
Age before beauty. It's all right.
Oh.
But what if I'm both?
True.
You are both.
Annie?
Hi.
Okay. Annie is there. Well, good morning and welcome to the, well, it's not necessarily morning when you're listening to it. It's morning when we record it. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring a topic, we discuss, and then you guys are just so impressed and wowed and enamored with this podcast that you leave us a five-star review, and then Kennedy will read your five-star review live on our podcast.
Assuming we have new ones, because I feel like I've read most of them.
Yeah, have you? We're trying to get to 100 reviews.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. COVID.
Poor Annie.
Annie has bad allergies or a little sniffle or something.
Sounds like allergies.
I'm dying.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But could you do the show in the bubble tomorrow?
Yeah.
If you could die on your own time.
I'm trying. Mm-hmm. Not dead, but definitely dying.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one.
Okay, here we go.
It's five star. And it sort of combines the podcast that we do of the entire show that you can listen to that's, you know, merged down to just a few things.
The Carson and Kennedy Daily Podcast.
And then the Unfiltered. So this is from Ashramek, five stars. So happy this is a podcast. I love being able to listen to the podcast on my own time. Thanks for adding in the dirty on the 30. Not sure why, but the Unfiltered show is quieter than the regular show. Thank you.
The Unfiltered show is quieter? I don't know. What might be because we've just finished doing 5 hours of a show. I mean, we, you know what I mean?
It's so more like subdued.
Yeah, we're like, well, we're just winding down.
Well, I think
down.
This show goes through filters and things.
Yeah, honestly, technically
Dan.
Speaking, I think it's because we record
just,
this.
We record
quieter?
This right into that Bobo thing.
Oh, so you think he's just saying it's not as...
Quieter.
Oh, I
the
thought...
The volume is quieter.
Oh, I can...
It's not as loud, you see.
Oh, well, I can...
That's what quieter...
We record this on a different way than just going live on the air.
Yeah.
Our mics are a little softer.
Okay,
way.
Well, I can edit that, I think. I can adjust the volume.
You can process it or something.
I don't know.
Boost it up.
It goes through lots of other things before it comes on the air to you. It sounds
I've never
different.
Noticed that because I've listened to it and it sounds the same. But
turn up the volume. Turn up
Well, look
volume.
At everybody's
Pump
got different kinds of ears.
It's close.
Dance.
Yeah, whatever.
Technotronic,
you know what I'm saying?
Kennedy,
don't come for our '90s music.
Yeah, seriously,
it's all we have left at this point.
Okay,
I'm just saying, you know, if we're like, don't, that's not the word.
Yes, it's pump up the volume, not turn up the volume.
Does everybody have their phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can everybody pull up their phone? And I'd like for you to pull up your pictures.
Okay.
Ooh, careful.
It's one of those challenges.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
And I'd like to know. Oh, where did it go? I would like to know of us who, all right, before we begin, who do you think has the most photos on their phone of all of us?
Annie.
Yeah, definitely me.
Annie.
Yeah, probably Annie.
Okay. So, Carson, how many do you have?
I don't know how to tell where.
If you go to photo and then you push this little button right here that says photo.
Yeah.
Underneath them, it should say right here.
Let me see.
So you push photos, this button here.
Yeah, it doesn't do that.
And then
for
you
me.
Scroll all the way up, and then you just scroll down to your last picture.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me all photos, and then scroll down. Hold on.
To your last photo.
Okay. My wife is having this issue right now because she can't save anything else. Her photos are all full. Photos. Yeah. Oh, there it was. Okay. All right, I got my number.
Go ahead.
I have 7,336 photos.
Dan?
My phone's weird. It's like
he's got a Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, it's all set in different categories.
And you can't look at all pictures. Look up
all photos, or
I'll work on it.
Okay. So I'm 7,336.
I have 4,780.
Wow, I can't believe
like that is so much. It makes my stomach hurt. But so then again, I have 20,000 Gmails too.
Right. In my defense, I think I have an older phone than you too.
Photos come over. Everything just comes over.
Yeah, not sometimes you lose
photos
stuff.
Photos are saved. Yeah. I have photos from my as a freshman.
Yeah, iPhotos are here from many years ago. Yeah. Annie, how many do you have?
7,657 photos, 1,500 videos.
I have you crushed in videos. I have 2,810 videos.
Wow.
Who are you people?
So my recents puts it all together, and that's 9,174.
And you guys look at none of them.
You never scroll through
that concert video you took. You never look at that.
I look at them on my time hop
all the time.
Yeah, and I'm looking for something specific, I'm hesitant. I go through every once in a while and delete, but after a while it takes so long, and you're like,
right,
oh fuck it,
I just leave it.
I don't care. But so here's my question: if I delete them all off my phone, are they still in my cloud?
If you have your iCloud turned on and you have enough storage, the answer is yes.
They're all on my iCloud right now. I can look at them on my iCloud. So can I delete them off my phone?
Yes,
but I cry because they're never coming back.
I would.
I can't push the button.
I would just maybe make sure you have your phone backed up. Back up your phone to the iCloud.
Back it up.
Yes, back that thing up, as Juvenile once famously said.
And then I
would go to the Apple Store and just say, hey, can you just verify that I've done this correctly?
Reading that line of her pictures.
Plug your phone into your laptop.
Yes.
You can move everything that's on your phone onto your laptop.
Yeah, but so that's
already almost full.
Yeah,
and
that's,
I don't know of what. But I think it's already full of these pictures.
The cloud is better.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't think the cloud confuses me.
I think you don't have to delete them. I think there is a setting within your phone that allows you to not show all the photos in the cloud on your phone. That's what I think. So what you're thinking is it's storage on your phone and it's storage in the cloud. But I don't think that's the way it works. I think it is stored in the cloud, and you were able to view them on your phone. And I think you can turn that off or on. Yes, I want to see everything that's in the cloud. I don't know if that's true or not.
No, that makes a deal of sense. I was just wondering. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine the other day, and she pulled up one of her kids is 13, and she pulled up a picture of when they were a baby. I'm like, what's happening on your phone right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Or Annie, I've been with you, and you're like, it's full. I can't take any more pictures. And I'm like, how's that even possible?
I have so many photos on my phone from probably senior year of high school on.
Wow. Did you figure it out, Dan?
That's a couple thousand. It's not nowhere near you guys.
All right.
I was surprised.
Well, you
didn't
become an Instagram influencer until just a few years ago.
I just don't take a lot of pictures.
Well, I have a family,
too. I don't like having
too.
My picture taken.
Right.
You know, I have a wife and kids, and so I'm probably...
Well, I feel like when you do have a kid, you document everything, which is fine.
Right.
I mean, I would do the same thing
this
if I had a kid.
This isn't including the photos I've taken with my camera. I have an actual camera.
Right.
I probably have 150,000 photos on my hard drive.
So much from work on my phone that I need to just go through and delete.
Right.
So many videos.
You guys have any nudes on your phone?
None. Zero.
Yourself or somebody else?
Yes.
Zero.
I don't save
yes to
my
both.
Own nudes.
Mm, get no. it, girl.
No. They're saved in a folder, a secret folder, but they're there.
What is the secret folder called? Secret folder of nudes, don't look here?
No. You can get there's like a vault on your phone.
Unimportant, boring stuff, 2016.
Aunt Becky's 78th birthday party.
No, it's called You're Welcome.
No, I've never had a nude on my phone, never taken a nude with my phone, never.
You've never taken one?
No. Nobody wants to see that.
Yes, they do,
your
wife.
You think more highly of yourself.
No,
one person agreed
exactly
to see it forever.
Yeah.
Although it might be even more, because if you're apart, you know, it's a fun way to...
Spice it up.
To spice it up and to make you know that you're thinking of her or whatever. And, you know, I think it might even be funny if you were down in the basement and she's upstairs. In the
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah, I've had this phone for 6 years. It's probably seen some stuff.
I just can't imagine,
your CIA agent's come on, man.
Just can't imagine taking that photo in the basement and then my wife getting the text upstairs.
Well, and you know, Carson, you have to deal with all sorts of things, you know, like angles and lighting, because you don't want it to look bad.
Or your son grabbing your wife's phone.
That would be funny.
That's why there's passwords.
You think he doesn't know the passwords?
That's your fault for letting him know that.
Don't come at me
if you're going to make it easy.
I was just looking for games.
I was just trying to play Fortnite.
You have your iPad, son. Go on.
It's true. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, I was just wondering about pictures.
All right. I played this game with Annie and Kennedy when you weren't in the studio very early this morning, but I'll ask you, Producer Dan. I recently spent $500 to order something I've never ordered before in my life. Would you like to take a guess as to what it was?
I mean, that doesn't narrow it down.
I know it
does. It was really, I can't believe that Annie pulled it out. She pulled it out
pretty quickly. $500, and it wasn't a splurge. It's just kind of what it costs.
What's going on in your life mm-hmm. right now?
Right. And I've never bought one of these before in my life. I've never owned one.
I couldn't even begin to guess. I have no idea.
Mm. Tell them what you guessed.
A lawnmower.
Oh, what made you go there? Because of the cape?
Yeah.
I mean, he's never had a lawn in Charlestown.
Yeah.
I mean,
you brought it up a few weeks back, you know, but I just, my head didn't go that direction when you were saying that you'd spent $500. I thought, perhaps you spent something nice for yourself.
Lawnmowers are wild when you go to research lawnmowers.
I never knew they were expensive.
Some of these lawnmowers are thousands of dollars.
Did you get a ride upon one, or did you just get a pushing one?
This is a pushing one, but I kind of went out of my comfort zone, and I bought an electric one.
But you don't have to have the cord. There was one guy in my neighborhood that had that big orange cord.
Yes.
And damn it if every single time he didn't run that bitch over.
And honestly, when I started looking at lawnmowers, like the gas powered.
I haven't started a lawnmower since I was a kid.
Right. And so I grew up pretty much in buildings.
Yeah.
And the one house we had when we lived in Memphis, I had a neighborhood teenager that cut our grass.
That's what they're for.
Right. So I never cut the grass. My dad had a riding lawnmower when he lived in Guilford, Connecticut. He had a pretty big piece of property.
Yeah.
That might be the last time I've cut grass.
Yeah.
So I was probably Barrett's age.
So do you just plug it into the wall and then you take it out and it mows?
Yeah. So it comes with a big battery. You charge that battery and then you put the battery in the mower.
So you don't even need the cord.
You don't. It's cordless.
Uh-huh.
It's, yeah.
And at what age can Barrett start mowing the lawn? These are the
How old
things.
Is he today? Because when it arrives on Saturday, he'll be cutting.
It's almost his birthday.
It
He's
is.
He's a November birthday, isn't
November
he?
November 21st, yeah.
Little Scorpio.
So, yeah, it was just wild, like, buying all. It's like, you know, it's mundane stuff to buy a lawnmower. But then you don't want to get ripped off because you're spending so much money.
No, I think that's a good thing to spend money on.
Right.
Practical things are very important.
And it's important to research it. You know, mm-hmm. Right. You want to look at reviews and stuff.
You'll have that for the next 25 years.
Sometimes you can go down a rabbit hole, though, with reviews. And you're like,
it's
where
tough.
Am I?
It is
Enough
so...
already. I'm just going to go buy the fucking thing, you know?
Right.
I saw the funniest Amazon review yesterday of this woman. She was reviewing like nice high-waisted leggings, like workout leggings on Amazon.
Right.
And she was like, this is me scaling a cliff because I was trying to hike and I was sliding down this rock. And she goes, but no rips in the leggings. They're very durable. And it's literally her on the side of the mountain like this.
I wish there was a guy equivalent to leggings. They look so comfortable.
You can get joggers.
Yeah.
I'll get you a pair of joggers.
Were you here the day I wore like...
I'm kidding. To find it now.
Like yoga pants or something to work.
I think so.
Yeah,
it was awkward.
Like Lululemons or something.
Yeah, they weren't Lululemons. They were just like Under Armour. Same thing.
What was the point of that?
Because there was a big discussion at the time about women and whether it was appropriate for a woman to wear them to work or not.
Right. Like how where do they fit? Like they're not sweatpants for guys.
Right. Like, right. Yeah. They're athleisure. They become just very popular. Mm.
Yeah. If it was socially acceptable to wear sweatpants places, you'd never see me in jeans. Mm-hmm. Jeans are leg prisons.
I really feel like socially acceptable, it has a whole new meaning.
You can wear whatever.
You can wear whatever you want, whenever you want.
Kim Kardashian wears sweatpants and a sweatshirt literally 95% of the time.
I can hardly think of any place that would say you can't come in anymore. You know, like a country club or something that you would never go to anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, must have a collared shirt. When's the last place you went that had that? Golfing?
Golfing happens.
You know, hey,
I've never
like
seen
that.
You in sweatpants at work.
Yeah. Well, me?
Yeah.
She wore sweatpants
today. I wore my tie-dye ones I got. Mm. I don't really own sweatpants.
Yeah. But you have, like, nicer ones. Like, yours are, like, fitted.
Yeah.
I have joggers like that I wear.
Really
I don't think I've ever worn them to work, though.
Joggers?
I'm a leggings girl. Black leggings all winter long. Thank you.
I love sweatpants.
Hey.
I pulled out the box. I have, like, there's a meme or an Instagram thing I saw once, and people were like, people think I wear the same set of leggings every day. And then she's laid out every pair of black leggings she has in her bed, and it's like 50. And I'm like, it me.
Easy 25. No problem.
This is why I love our podcast. We start talking about lawnmowers, we end up in leggings. Annie, what you got?
So I was just looking at this story. Remember when Jennifer Lawrence fell up the stairs at the Oscars?
Yes.
And everyone was like, is she faking?
She was doing the red carpet with Ryan Seacrest.
No, she was walking up to accept her award.
She was walking up on the stairs.
Oh, okay.
For like Silver Linings Playbook or something,
yes.
I think.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Anderson Cooper came out and was like, she was faking it. Like, she was definitely faking it. She was like just trying to be funny.
Or like part of her thing is she's so clumsy and relatable like us.
Exactly. Yeah. So she said that she actually called him out for it. So after it was like a couple months after the Oscars, and she went up and she was like, have you ever tried to walk upstairs in a ball gown before? Shut your mouth. Which
she had a whole lot of tulle going on under that dress. I would have sure too.
There
crazy.
Was a lot.
Tulle.
And obviously, like, you know, they forgave each other. They're good friends. It was just kind of all a joke thing. But is there anybody like you have confronted like that or you want to that you would kind of need that tried to call you out for something like that? Like for her, you know, him saying she faked it at a major event that thousands and thousands of people saw her do.
I don't know. I don't know if I understand the assignment.
Has anyone ever talked shit about you and you wish you could talk shit back?
Oh.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's it. That's all you want to say?
And
yes.
It was pretty recent.
To talk back, but privately.
It was
thank
pretty
you
recent. And it was... Yeah, I mean, because it would get to that person. Probably not that I care.
No,
you're
I understand.
The one that told me about it.
Oh,
yeah, meh.
That would be good, though.
I know, and I would love to say something to this person, but you know,
you don't
want
to involve other people.
Right, he was told to somebody in confidence, who told somebody else in confidence.
Yeah,
and,
that went
know,
through about four people before it got to me.
Right,
good
and
game
so
of telephone.
Right,
and, but I don't want anyone who was in that game of telephone to be shrapnel.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Oh. And this person was just so two-faced.
So two-faced.
Like what they said to me to my face and the interaction I had with them versus what they, like I saw the receipts of what they said specifically. Not even I heard. I saw the actual receipts of what they said.
That's what I just don't get with
right.
people.
Right.
If you don't like, not even if you dislike me, but if we don't vibe, there's plenty of people in the world that you're just not going to necessarily vibe with, and that's okay. Don't be fake to their face.
Right.
It's stupid. It's a waste of both of your times.
You're
I can't
always
stand when people do that to me.
I call it the mortal enemy. You're always going to have a mortal enemy. There's always going to be somebody at work. There's going to be somebody in your personal life. There's. I tried to explain this to my wife because it can happen. Like, you know, there's some, like she's in the Charlestown Mothers Association or she's in a parents group. There's always going to be that person that is your mortal enemy. You got to have the mortal enemy.
A nemesis?
Yeah,
nemesis,
there's always an arch nemesis.
I don't
absolutely.
Even,
who doesn't have an arch nemesis?
I don't have an
we all
enemy.
Do.
Annie Dow does not have an enemy.
I don't have an
you
enemy.
Do. You do. There
I,
are, everybody
I really
does.
Don't. I don't have an enemy. There's
I
people,
really don't.
There's people I...
I'm important enough. No, I'm not, no one's invested that
much. It has to do with being
much.
Important. It has to do with, you know, just like, I don't know.
I mean, nobody's hurt me that bad in my life in the last, you know, whatever. That
well, I'm not
I
saying it has
enemy.
To be like, you know, ruin your life enemy.
Yeah,
but
was
just,
there a girl in the high school that you were just like, ugh, no, can't do it?
The girls that beat me up in high school, I don't necessarily mess with. I saw one of them this weekend, and she came up to me and gave me a big hug, and I'm like,
I still can't get
we
over
don't,
that.
We don't fuck with each other. Like, you don't need to come up and hug me. It's okay. It does not offend me if you do not come
right.
up and hug me. That's the shit I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't pretend
you're
to like me. I don't care.
You're next level when it comes to these things, though, Annie. You have to know this, that you have this sort of self-awareness that most people don't have.
I just don't think it's that difficult.
And
just
I know,
don't be fake.
And I know you don't, but other people feel like if you see someone, you get nervous, like you have to be nice to them.
No.
Or you're in a business sort of thing, and you have to be nice to
absolutely
them.
Absolutely not. Don't waste my time.
Ugh.
Don't waste my time. Bye-bye. Ta-ta
I
now.
I wish.
I usually say the stupid tough stuff to your face.
Always.
And then I have to apologize later. That's usually my
wrong.
Mistake.
You're
I don't do
wrong.
It behind your back. I do
yeah,
the dumb stuff.
Yeah, but I respect
stuff.
That more. I would
I
a thousand times rather someone
face.
Say it to my face.
I think that was probably out of line. I yeah. should apologize.
I think
that.
You, most of the time yours aren't even malicious. It's just
no.
you're not thinking about what you're saying.
Yeah,
that
you're
not
like,
a
oh,
mean
shit,
person.
My bad.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. And normally it's on stage after a few drinks.
Yeah.
I've had to
fact
apologize.
The fact that they give you a mic anymore is just,
yeah.
I don't get that.
It's been a while, though, since I've had that bad of a flub.
It's
been, probably 7 or 8 years
I would agree.
Since I've had a mistake
I would
like
agree.
That.
What was
I've
your worst one? Or can it does
it
not bear
repeating?
He has
a habit of giving out phone numbers.
Yours?
He gave out.
That one I don't feel bad about. He
yeah,
deserved
that.
Yeah,
but that did not go over well with the
I don't
boss.
Care. I don't care about that one. I'll tell that story real quick. So we were doing an event, a concert, a holiday concert at the radio station we used to work for in Memphis.
at a big casino in Tunica, Mississippi.
Oh. Yeah. Hey. And we had, I don't know, Brooke Hogan, Hulk Hogan.
It was that era. Okay. Yeah. Hogan knows best.
We had some pretty good guests.
What's his name? Paul Wall.
Oh.
What?
Paul Wall was there.
Had Three Days Grace 1 year.
Yeah, it was
Daddy
a really.
Yankee 1 year.
It was a cool. I can't remember. He made some joke on stage about me. So he announced one artist.
Sure.
And he made some joke about me on stage. And maybe it was about my attire or something like that. I can't remember what it was. So then when I got up on stage, I said, "That's pretty funny. You should actually call or text him how funny that is." And gave his phone number. Now, we were in a casino ballroom. There were probably, 700 people at most, maybe 500 people. And he, obviously he got mad. He had to turn off his phone because so many people sent him text messages or whatever. I had to apologize.
That's just petty. That's not mean.
I mean, don't start none, won't be none is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm making a joke about your shirt.
And now he had to get a whole new phone. Like,
He didn't have to get a whole new phone. He was exaggerating.
He got a new phone number.
Well.
That's funny.
So anyway,
that's pretty good.
And I did. I get called on the carpet. Right. I was wrong. You shouldn't have done that. Well, just saying.
You didn't start.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Because I will go there.
Carson level petty. I have a whole jingle that says it. All right, producer Dan, what you got?
So this kind of goes with what we were talking about with Cardi B in the dirty today, and just like the general air of people doing things just because it's exclusive to do so and not so much because of the product.
Right.
So this story is going viral, and it's a guy who owns an eatery in Soho. And this story is probably from a couple years ago, but he's just telling it now.
Soho is right next to Chinatown in New York City, in case you don't
know. It's a nice place.
Yeah, it's lots of shopping and cool cafes and kind of that vibe.
The beautiful people.
And so this guy owns a restaurant, and there's two different tables. There's a young couple in their early 20s sitting at one table. And there's another table of three Wall Street guys who are upper level in Wall Street. They're high-level businessmen. And the young couple order an $18 bottle of Pinot Noir, the cheapest bottle they had on the menu at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Wall Street guys order a $2,000 bottle of, it has a lot, the more names it has, the fancier it is, apparently, because it was like a Chateau Marmont,
sure.
Rothschild,
blah, blah, blah,
Bordeaux.
Yes, of
blah,
course.
Blah, blah, blah. And it's $2,000. And they put the two bottles of wine in identical decanters. And the guy who owns the restaurant says the guy who was managing at the time accidentally switched them. And so the young couple who ordered the cheapest wine on the menu got the $2,000 bottle. And the Wall Street guys got the $18 bottle.
That is hysterical.
And the Wall Street guy who ordered it to impress his friends was swirling it around and complimenting its purity.
Oh, the legs.
Well, he got an $18 bottle of wine.
Right, the notes. And it has a nice hinty oak.
And the other couple had no idea that they were drinking a $2,000 bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. And that leads me to say, what is the fucking point? Why are you buying a $2,000 bottle of wine if you can't taste it?
Image is the point.
It's so stupid.
There's a fantastic documentary about a guy who hustled the entire wine industry.
Yeah, it's really good.
With fake bottles of wine. This guy was a savant when it came to the flavors and the ingredients and in wines, and he could remember the flavor of every wine, every famous wine in the world. So he started concocting them in his apartment, and he would mix different varieties of wine.
Oh, I thought he just sold them.
No.
He was making them.
Yes, he was taking wines, mixing wines. He was going to yard sales and buying old labels, this whole thing. He set the entire industry on its ear, and it's a great documentary to watch. And it is all subjective, but again, it has to do with exclusivity.
It's just a status. It's so dumb to me.
If you can get your hands on wine that is hundreds of years old that nobody else can get to, and you have all of this money, you would do it.
And you won't taste the difference between that Franzia on the shelf.
I don't know.
I would absolutely taste the difference.
I'm not saying.
And I'm not saying that to be an asshole. But I would have, if you're going to order that kind of wine, it sounds to me like he was just saying, look at this, look at me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No, look at this deal we just closed.
Yeah,
I can do this.
But I don't really drink this wine on the occasion. And if you've already had another bottle of wine before you get there, well, then your buds are all fucked. So
now, Dan, I've had a $100 bottle of wine. That's probably the most expensive wine that I've purchased is $100, at a nice steakhouse.
Right.
And I could tell, I'm not really a wine drinker,
But if someone, you could tell because you were drinking that wine. If someone switched it and told you it was that wine, would you know?
No, of course I would.
That's a different scenario.
But I would know like something that tastes good versus something that tastes bad. But
you'd tell by the hangover the next day, too.
But I couldn't tell by the price. Like no. I've had a $20 bottle of wine that I was like, wow, this tastes really good. And I've had a $100 bottle of wine because, wow, I didn't really like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's someone who used to work on the show who doesn't work here anymore, but they used to work at a hip-hop station.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to tell me that, you know, rappers and celebrities would come in, and they'd always ask after, like, where we party in Boston? Like, where do we go? And he would take them to this club that his buddy owned. And his buddy used, because they'd go in VIP and order the fanciest bottles that nightclub has to offer.
Yeah.
And his buddy would just pour in the cheap, low-shelf booze into the expensive bottle and charge him top dollar. And no one ever knew. They just wanted the bottle. No one ever knew they were drinking the well shit. But paying $1,000 for just to hold this bottle in the club.
You're spending a huge amount of money on a bottle of spirits, and you're mixing it with anything.
Yeah.
You shouldn't
be
buying that.
I'd be like, "Where's the ginger ale? Like, don't give me nothing double barrel aged or like. I'll just like James tastes like Jameson to me.
Only if you're gonna drink it straight. Otherwise, you get the cheap stuff and put your grapefruit juice in it. Boo boo.
Just doing stuff for status symbols weird. Mm. Give me the $18 bottle. You're gonna black out anyways.
That's a whole ass mood there, Daniel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.